Good morning. 7:49 on August 23rd. Yeah, 7:49. I'm late today, but I overslept. I never oversleep, so that was quite a shock for me to roll over and realize it was nearly 6 o'clock and I was late getting the kids for school. I must have needed it because I don't remember waking up in the middle of the night at all. So, yeah. But by the time I got kids off school, things straightened out at home, ready to the point where I could walk, it's 7:49 on August 23rd. Now, this is the day I was supposed to be at the dentist. I've had to postpone that till next month. Things happen. Yeah, 17:22 for the first mile, not bad. Not bad. Not a record center, but I'll take it. I'm putting up a little sweat here this morning. It was kind of cold. It was kind of cloudy. Cold. Yeah, right. 66 degrees here. It was kind of cloudy when I came out. It was still pretty dark. Even though it was 6 o'clock-ish. 6 o'clock-ish. 7:30-ish. Yeah, brain is not quite firing yet this morning. I've had a cup of coffee, but no food, so I'm still kind of... Let's see. Today should be an audio edit day. I still have audio to edit. I also still need to bite the bullet and open that damn word processing file and break up those chapters. They're not in a point where I can record them. I'm not even at them yet, but they're not at a point where I can record them. And since they're not at a point where I can record them, they're also not at a point where I can compile them into print. So that's actually the one thing at this point that's standing between me and publication is getting that file structure, the chapter structure squared away. So maybe I'll put down the editing for today. Focus on files. See how that works. Oh, I can't believe how groggy I am. Actually, I can believe how groggy I am. Usually by the time I get out here, it's been like a couple of hours. I've been up, I've been reading, moving around. I've had a little chance to read. Mostly I've been chasing kids. The Am Writing post went up, and oddly enough, and not for the first time, Chris Rush and I wrote basically about the same issue today in her Thursday's Business Rush, was talking about Ewan Morrison in the same Guardian piece that I was talking about in Am Writing. And Joanna Harness liked the article because it has a Monty Python skit in it. So, okay, fine. I mean, it's really how I see it. Joanna's take on it was that we were pushing the slush pile from publisher to agent to reader. And I think that's probably a good way to put it. But the idea that there is no slush pile, that every book is now free to find or not find its own audience, regardless, because they're all in the same marketplace. The challenge then is one, as we've learned in audiobooks, lo these many years, is one of gaining attention, gaining a foothold, gaining an audience. I'm trying to walk fast and talk at least cogently, but my mouth is stuck together, my eyes are stuck together, my brain feels stuck together this morning. And it may be 66 degrees here, but Jesus, a bit damp, I think, is the problem. It's humid. Yikes. It's so humid, my jeans are sticking to my legs. That's never a good feeling. Of course, the upside is I've lost enough weight that keeping my jeans up is a function of wearing a belt. And given that I'm wearing my skinny jeans, that's a good feeling, I have to say. If I could just get this book out, I'd feel much better, I'm pretty sure. I'd have something to focus on other than my jeans and my butt and weight and my teeth and my eyes. Don't usually do that, but I just walked out in front of a car. He was supposed to stop. He had to stop. I was already at the curb. So I made him stop. Usually I walk behind him. Usually I'll get out of their way, but he was too far down the road. One of these days they're not going to stop. They're going to run me over, probably. No, probably not. Oh, yeah. So how many days in a row has it been? Early June? Two months? There were some days that I did not... that I recorded, but I didn't actually walk while I was at Balticon. So the end of May is probably the farthest back I can actually claim. And I'm pretty sure that I put out a file a day, but I'm also pretty sure that I didn't actually record every day. I might have. Quite frankly, don't remember. I'd have to go back and look. Get home and get some food. I made a better loaf of bread yesterday. I think the problem with the loaf I made the other day was that I lost count and shorted it by a cup of flour. As it came out, this little hard little rock-like thing. It was only about half the size it should have been. And I know I was having trouble remembering whether it was 1, 2, 3, or 4 cups that I put in. What I really need to do is get a good cup measure on the scale, and then all I have to do is weigh it, and then I can dump it all in at once. I don't have to count 4 2/3 scoops of flour. Overcast. It's kind of lowery looking. I wonder if it's part of that storm that's coming in. I haven't really paid too much attention to anything lately, so rumor is there's a big storm coming in out of the Atlantic. It's not very strong, but it's 1,000 miles wide, is that right? That's astonishing. Global warming. global climate change. I'm sorry, it's a new politically correct term. I actually do consider the apocalypse what would happen if it all broke down. It wouldn't really take too much. At least I am afraid that it wouldn't take too much. I could be wrong. That would be something that I would like to be wrong about. I find myself thinking about not will it hold together long enough for me to survive, will it hold together long enough for my kids to survive. I don't really think about grandkids, because both daughters are old enough to be mothers at this point, at least biologically. Emotionally, I'm not sure I'm old enough to be a father yet, so there's some issues there that need to be resolved, I think. It's kind of an overcast, moist morning here. I'm feeling very scattered. I'm not quite sure exactly why. One of those days where I guess I'm just going to feel scattered. Of course, today is not the day that I expected it was going to be. I had to cancel that appointment, or at least postpone it. A pretty day for all it is overcast and gray. We don't see these all very often here, so it's kind of unusual gives things a different color, different flavor. Oh, and it also shows up where the trees are starting to turn yellow much better. You see one whole tree down here that's already almost yellow. Normally I can't see it because it's in the sun glare. Look at that. Oh, if there's any more out here. Bushes look bigger. An interesting idea. Something about the light makes them look fuller. I think it's probably because the backlit, it's very difficult to see detail. A lot of the brush around here would have been backlit yesterday morning with the sun behind it. Where today, detail that disappears in the glare is available. Interesting. Dampish. Cute looking dogs. A little low slung beagle and a basset hound lab mix, maybe. Oh, my poor lawn needs to be mowed so badly. I should have done it yesterday and didn't. Oh well, maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow. So here I am, crossing the street. I wonder if Endomondo is going to give me a time tick here. Probably short by 1/100 of a mile or something. At any rate, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And I'll talk to you then.